Begin the current daf. Mesech is getting daf chavzayin. Begin on the basic and tis masl. The beginning of the gemara that bezman shabal moida, when the husband agrees, so then yachzal isha, then you give it back to the woman. Now it sounds like tis the gemara, and that fulfills my merubah. So that was the stira that that contradicts our mission. Tis tis even to me begin to say that kibin de baal shal megirash tis ishi neman. Since the husband that says I divorced my wife, he's believed, as the gemara tells later on the pesamach damad aleph, bu moid shagirsham, and he admits that he divorced her. So, Afila and I get Shalah, even if he gets not hers, Nitin Lo L'Raya Ba'alma, it could be given to her for as a proof. So, on my part, so what's the Gemara asking? Ah, you see, you give it. Yeah, because he admits that he divorced and he's believed to say that. So, even if it's not hers, because yes, you have to be concerned like our Mishnah that told him someone else, but who cares? It's just given for as a proof. The Hashem says, what you can say is, no, Delay Mehemen El Mekan Labba. That we believe the husband to say that he divorced his wife is not retroactive. It's just from this point onward. Because if he wants to get divorced right now, and only teacher pays, and she can only collect pays from this point onward. But retroactive not. When he says, I divorced her from the time when it's written the get. Now, here in this case, where it's known to us, that it didn't come to her right now, in the context of Gerishin. He's not believed even from here on more than retroactive. And the Yachz Leisha Dektani, and this is what he said, you give it back to the woman, Hang the Adam, that's what witnesses, but Diskash Bechazarazu, and that she should be divorced with this return, Afila in Diskash, then, even if she was not divorced yet. But Lechashin Shemach Nabo, we're not concerned about no one else, it's not been for a long period of time. But that's what he's saying, that it's only been being done for that context right now for Gershom. If it wasn't, then it wouldn't even work from right now on. And therefore, that's why it was going to be a question, because it's not just L'Raya Ba'alma, because he's not giving it for that right now, and therefore wouldn't be even Gershom right now, and it wouldn't be from L'Mafrei either. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara. They say, okay, no, we only signed the one Yosef Ben Shimon. So, therefore, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu that, okay, obviously, it's not a difficulty because, yeah, normally it would be Chayshu, but here we don't be Chayshu because we know there's only one. But since the wording sounds like Shayyidin, they know Shalaychasam, Chasmeil al Echad. They only sign the one, meaning, but it sounds like, but they don't know which one it is. And, okay, but we know there's only one. And if this guy is saying that he has one, so for sure, we know there's no other one to be Chayshu for. But it's a wonder, because if that's the case, why do we believe him to say that it is his? More than if the Eden wouldn't say anything, he wouldn't believe to say it's his. And we wouldn't give it back to him just because he recognizes, because the Mishaka would consider that he's lying. So what is that? He still might be lying. He might not be that one that they wrote it for. The Re says that we're not suspecting that he's deliberately lying. To say that it's his to ruin her, because he wants to gain just a few kopecks, a few dollars that he doesn't have to pay for a new get. He wouldn't ruin her for that, because the Baal Shem Megedash is the husband that says that he believed to say, and we're not concerned that he deliberately lied. So when the Edom say they only sign the one. And he says it was on his that they signed them, and of course he's believed. When the witnesses don't say anything, he's going to think that it's his. He doesn't know that there's another Yisbin Shimon. Or he knows, he's not going to think, what's the odds that this guy also lost the get? He recognizes Abishin, but he doesn't really know that it's his. And therefore, that's the difference. Now, Bekunjah's page, Rashi explains, for example, we had the witnesses who signed that say, no, we never signed Elo, I get Echad Shal Shem Zeh. But he said, Chasam, the one that we signed is for this guy who's claiming it. So according to Lepi Zeh, it says, Tais, according to this, Pshat Abrash, it's what you have to say is, Shalero, Edom Chasim is a get. Okay, they know it's only one, and this guy was the guy, but they didn't see the signatures of this get itself that it was found. Because if they saw, and they say, Shukasam, Yodim, there's Ulza Chasam, and they signed for this guy, well, after Pshit Shach, I'm going to return it. We don't have to tell you that. And the Bishnu Yanami in the Maske Chasim Kechasim. And we find Gemara's answer also doesn't mention that, like, oh, maybe we'd be concerned, because that's not a concern to say that maybe their signatures are the same. Here's just they didn't see it. So maybe you would say that there was something similar. Oh, okay, they didn't have to be concerned with that, because if they saw, for sure, they would know Chiddush. They would know that the one that they signed on, which was this guy, is that one. The next is not the beginning of the word the mother going to come out. For example, he says, Nekib Yesh Pitzadre's blindness. Oh, we know that it's his because he says that there's a hole on the side of that letter. Here's what Rashi explains. The Kama Shlich. And the Shlich says that it was that side. This is something, guys, that there are different texts that they're the coming Eden that the witnesses say. So it says, you're something you can say is that the difference between them is the Eden Mehemni, the witnesses would believe to say this guy's a Vikshur Kvar, even when they saw it already, because they're Eden. A Shlich Lemem, but he wouldn't be believed the Shlich, like Shemi Kain Kain Mashuda, only if he saw it before they showed it to him. Only then is it a Simon. If he saw it already, it's not a Simon anymore, and therefore he wouldn't be believed in that case. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara that. We're not sure of Simon de Raisa de Rabban, if a sign is biblical or rabbinic. Which, so Tay says, he Simon de Rabbanan. So if you say that signs are only rabbinic, so how do you understand how biblically it says you have to return a lost object? It would be with witnesses. And the Rabban just made a rabbinic institution by a Matzia lachs of Simon to give back even with a sign without aid. The question is, and the gear says not Mafilo or the Imitabana, if it's rabbinic, Lamushalai. Why is it is? Yachiz, he should have to call it out. And Bizay Yobi Aidim, this gives me witnesses in the Torah, which is biblical. Malize, what's the difference? Kimitabai Aidim, Kach, Yimotza Aidim Bizekum Bizah. So what's the difference? If it has a siman or not, it doesn't make a difference. The witnesses is what gives it to him. Because siman ma'in with the drabbanim. If someone tells you what it says, what you can say is no, the ide siman, through a siman, no, you need a siman. Because without a siman, you have to announce it, even if he will have aid and why. It's only through a siman, makir and aid, mitvi azayim. It's only the way, how do witnesses know? They'll only recognize it if there's a siman. That's the only way they'll be able to testify. Or another tragedy, because the ide siman, it's only through a siman that shayalim, then they ask, that's how the real owner is going to find witnesses. There's no siman. You're not going to know how to ask anyone if they know it's his, because they all look the same. It's going to give up hope, and therefore you don't have to announce it. Even though you're right, Aiden would not need a siman. Oh, he recognizes it to be a siman. It's Dafka Tamachachim. So Amir Ben Tami says, this way says Dafka Tamachachim. The truth is, Dafka is Namiyod B'tfiyasena. It's not like only Talmud Chacham has eye recognition. Every person, even Amar, has eye recognition. The main period person, the person says, "Bazdav kofes amechazim alaf." Haytzum drabanan Talmud Chacham the ozle kedusha itza. When he goes to get engaged to a woman, lidaber Amar, but they should take an ignorant person with him because he'll know if this is that woman because he recognizes women. But he'll obviously have the tvias ayin to recall later on. Obviously, call it ames with tvias ayin that everyone has tvias ayin. I so Adlam Madrin Lam Arts betrays Ainus, and then why is it that you don't return it with Trey Zion also Tam Arts? That's simply because we don't believe him, not because he doesn't have my recognition. So, what did we said that there's a difference between immediate or not immediate? So, what's not immediate? So, that's how some have the Gersum. Now, but is the Gersi, some have the Gersum, not what's not Lalta, but Ezehul Alta, what is immediate? But Yeshliashim Divatin English Tiger says you could explain the time according to either one of the Gersi, either. What's not, meaning it's up until that, a little bit after that is la'alta, is meaning this is shalei la'alta, meaning this is the beginning of that, or what's la'alta, and then right after that is already shalei la'alta. Connect this matter begins gemara. So one of the pshatim is shetabe shiur b'tishra, that the caravan will pass by, and be tishra. What is b'tishra? So b'fashim b'antem, b'antem explains b'tishra is lashon suda. That it's a terminology of eating a meal. The matrikshim tzim kleim, they listed because they're taking out their vessels to eat a meal. So we're concerned that maybe it fell from them. That's how Ben Tam translates the word shatisha. Now, if he finds it tied to his purse or to his wallet, etc., all those things, then even a long period of time is going to be kasha. Now, Perek Bas Divam is the last Perek Divam of Kavchof and Menav Medaktik Mikan. The Gemara infers from here, oh, that you see the Siman Deraisa, because obviously because he knows what's his stuff through a Siman, so you see that it's a biblical halacha that we get to execute again. Rish Tosfos says retainment to one because the perek of Matzis the Gemara Matzis of Rabbanan Alva Ibayilam the Gemara asks Isimam Deraisa Ad Rabban. It asks this question. There's biblical rabbinic. V'loy Maisalan. It doesn't bring it. Why not? I thought the Gemara brings in Yavamas that this is a sign Simam Deraisa. So the Rabbi Yehuda says no, because the truth is the Maskan of Yavamas. The Gemara over there in the conclusion of Yavamas, the Maisi Tanoi brings a Tanoi Mamasik and comes out. The coolest Avri is Simam Deraban. That really they all hold Simam are rabbinic. So you could say that this Bryce is also holding that. How is that possible? The way you know it's his purse, or it's his ring, because his witness is on it. Or you could say, or you could say he found it by himself. He recognized that it's his, believe it or not. Because if he wants, he could say that I never lost it in the first place. Now, so then the question is, Mekar in the beginning of a boil, I think, not Simon Deraisa. I think more in the moment, one to say that's right, Simon Deraisa. But Mashalay, because he understood the Akshamatsa Achas more, someone else found it, Marine Lay, they Simon Zen, returning it to him only through the Simon, and still you can say it's a Kashaket. Obviously, then you would have to say Simon would be Deraisa, not because when he found it himself, there the Havamina was learning that it was found by someone else.